Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about the annual Bishop's Charity Fishing Tournaments coming up in June. Great events. I hope you will stick around and listen to the interview with Brian Cooper from the Catholic Community Foundation. He has a lot of good information about the events this year and how you can participate, whether you're a fisher person or not. So stick around for that. Gene Young will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings for this Easter Sunday, Easter season Sunday. Melinda North with the first and second reading, Deacon Roger Height with the gospel.
The reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and proclaimed, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. And they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, my brothers?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is made to you and to your children, and to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." He testified with many other arguments and was exhorting them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, if you are patient when you suffer for doing what is good, this is a grace before God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Instead, he handed himself over to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body upon the cross, so that, free from sin, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you had gone astray like sheep, but you have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The Word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Gene Young.
Thanks, Jerry. In the news this morning, the Diocesan Discipleship Days drew a crowd recently to the Sioux Falls Convention Center. The theme for the event this year was the heart of the gospel, and it was called a conference for adults responding to the new evangelization. The conference began Friday evening with opening worship and ran through the celebration of Mass on Saturday afternoon. Deacon Ralph Pollo interacted with participants at one of the breakout groups at this year's Diocesan Discipleship Days. More than 300 people attended the two-day event. In addition to Deacon Pollo, youth ministry expert Bob Rice and Bishop Paul J. Swain also addressed the gathering. You can read and see more about the Discipleship Days event in the May edition of the Bishop's Bulletin in homes across the diocese right now and online at www.sfcatholic.org. In other news, the chairman of the U.S. Bishop's Committee on International Justice, that is, and Peace, called on Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to undertake diplomatic efforts to ensure that democratic elections are carried out by the end of the year to avoid continued strife and the possible outbreak of civil war. In a May 1st letter to Tillerson, Bishop Oscar Cantu of Las Cruces, New Mexico, the committee chairman, shared the concern of the Congolese Catholic Bishops Conference that an agreement between the country's government and opposition parties voiced their concern over rising tension in Congo in an April 20th statement after the president unilaterally nominated Bruno Tshibala as prime minister over the objection of opposition parties. Tshibala, a former member of the largest opposition party, was named prime minister of a new transitional government established to organize a presidential election by the end of the year after Kabila refused to step down when his second term in office expired in December. Kabila had said, however, that the government needs more time to overcome the massive logistic and financial challenges to holding an election. The opposition maintains that Kabila is trying to cling to power beyond his constitutional mandate. Although higher-educated U.S. adults are typically linked with lower levels of religious practice, a new study by the Pew Research Center shows that Christians are the exception to the rule. Among Christians, those with higher levels of education appear to be just as religious as those with less schooling, and highly educated Christians are even more likely than less educated Christians to say they are weekly churchgoers. Christians are also almost equally likely at all education levels to pray daily, attend worship services weekly, and say they believe in God with absolute certainty. The study released recently shows that 52% of highly educated Christians are most likely to say they are weekly churchgoers, compared with 45% of those with some college and 46% with at least some high school. The tendency for Christian college graduates to practice their religion on par with their less highly educated counterparts is evident across a variety of Christian traditions, but among evangelical Protestants, the numbers are highest. 87% of evangelical Protestants with college graduate diplomas say they are highly religious. Those with some college education fall in at 83%. 82% of highly religious evangelicals have a high school diploma or less schooling. For those in the capacity crowd attending the installation of Bishop Louis F. Kinnaman III as the new bishop of the Diocese of Biloxi, Mississippi, the general sentiment was he's well worth the wait. The bishop, who is 65, former vicar general of the Diocese of Corpus Christi, Texas, that is, was appointed by Pope Francis to replace retired Bishop Roger P. Morin and was supposed to be ordained and installed in February. However, the ceremony was delayed while the new bishop recovered from surgery for diverticulitis. Bishop Morin welcomed his successor near the start of Mass in the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Cathedral. He told Bishop Kinnaman he hoped the memory of the installation, the prayers for his success from the people who attended the ceremony, and the celebration to follow would be a source of support for you in the years ahead. With a look at the news from this past week, I'm Gene Young reporting from the Bishop's Bulletin Newsroom.
And a few additional bishops being installed around the country, so always good to keep an eye on that. Thanks, Gene, for the news. Let's move on to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Brian Cooper from the Catholic Community Foundation for Eastern South Dakota. Brian, time to talk some fishing.
Absolutely. It's a great morning to talk about fishing.
It absolutely is. We have talked about this. This is the 21st Bishop's Charity Fishing Tournament.
Yep, 21st year.
So it's possible that we have talked about it 21 times on Catholic Views, but I doubt it.
It's probably close, though.
But we have. And you'd think by now maybe we would have exhausted it all. But really, this is the kind of event that is, it's really a terrific event and one that I think has become almost like a reunion for folks that have been involved with it through the years, but one that still invites all kinds of new people to come as well.
Yeah, it's one of those events that the Catholic Community Foundation for Eastern South Dakota puts on that raises money, but it does more than that. It brings people together. And it's all for a great cause, and that's what we should start with, is both of the bishops' fishing tournaments support seminary and education. And as we all know as Catholics, one of the greatest needs in our diocese is priests. And these two events do a small part of helping educate seminarians to, God willing, as Bishop says, someday be priests in our diocese.
Yep, that's right. And we talk at length, of course, about that whole process of discernment and giving the guys the freedom that they need to make a good decision so that when they do decide, if they do decide that the Lord is calling them in that direction, and the church decides that they're called in that direction, they end up being really healthy priests. And this is all part of getting them there.
Yeah, both of these fishing tournaments, which are June 5th at Big Stone Lake, and then June 12th at West Whitlock State Park near Gettysburg. And both of these fishing tournaments help in that discernment process because, as we all know, schooling is expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody who's been to college, anybody who's done any kind of post-secondary work, and it's one of those blessings and curses for our diocese. The blessing is that we have 31 seminarians, which, I mean, is astounding that we have that many seminarians. But also with that comes a financial obligation to help these men, you know, be able, like you said, to discern this process. Because in a lot of dioceses, these guys are going out and they're getting jobs in the summertime and they're doing that kind of thing. Whereas the guys who are seminarians in our diocese are able to, because of the support of events like this and others, are able to spend that time in a parish doing mm-hmm. totus tuus, or, you know, visiting parishes or helping priests or doing these kind of things that really help set them up to be really good priests when they get out of the seminary, instead of having to worry about, oh, well, you know, I got to go to my summer job and I don't have time to, you know, learn what ministry and being a priest is really all about.
And it's a real change in a way that's happened over the course of the last, probably quite a few years, probably 20, 30 years. But I will tell you, in the days when I was in the seminary, mm-hmm. it was just as you're talking about. You worried about how you were going to pay for the next year. So you got a summer job and did what you needed to do to help pay for it. So it's a good thing what this does. There's a lot of other benefits to it, and we're gonna talk about those. First thing, though, I want to do is say these events are coming up in relatively early June. It's not too late to get signed up. You can still come.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, you don't have to fish to come. That's the great thing about these events. So if you go to our website, ccfesd.org, click on Charity Events, and then click on Bishop's Fishing Tournament, you're going to get all the information right there. All the information you need is there. You can click and you can register and you can do all that kind of thing. The great thing about these fishing tournaments is, yeah, it is a great time to fish, catch you some walleyes, everybody has a good time. But if you're not able to fish, that's okay. There's still mass with Bishop and a bunch of the seminarians and a bunch of priests. And then there's also a prime rib dinner. There's silent auction items. And we have a raffle that's going on. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can get involved with this event where you don't have to fish. So don't let the name scare you away if that's keeping you from coming.
And even if you can't be there that day, as you mentioned, the raffle is something people can participate in, whether they're going to be there or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is, too, is you can donate at any time by going to our website as well. So there's a lot of ways to get involved. And part of the thing that people don't realize is these two fishing tournaments, which, again, are June 5th and June 12th at Big Stone Lake and West Whitlock near Gettysburg on Lake Oahe, the goal of the committee is to fund three seminarians.
Wow.
And so if you think about that, you know, it costs about $37,500 on average to educate a seminarian for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about that, that's, you know, these volunteer committees that are, you know, helping with these two events are doing a lot of work to help, you know, help our seminarians be able to do the things they need to do to be, you know, on their way to be, God willing, becoming priests.
There's a lot of interesting things to talk about with these events. I want to start with the seminarians because we're kind of talking about they're the beneficiary of it. But one of the cool things is that a good chunk of them will be present at these events. And I just think how healthy that is for everybody.
Yeah, it's healthy on both sides. It's healthy for the seminarians to be there because it's another one of those ministry opportunities. It's an opportunity for them to climb in a boat with a bunch of guys or ladies that they don't know.
Yep.
And get to know people from the diocese that they might not other well know. And it's also great for the people who come too to see these seminarians. It's once you meet these guys and see and hear the reasons why they're in seminary, you can't help be inspired by these guys. And so during Mass or after Mass during the program, they'll actually get up and give a little of their story and, you know, to say who they are. And they're just kind of hanging out and you get to meet them. And that it's a really great atmosphere. And you get to see the fruits of the prayers and the parish life that these guys come from.
And one of the things I love is talking about guys that have maybe been at this event over the years. And people literally watch them grow. from somebody who maybe isn't even very comfortable being in public, on display in a sense as a seminarian, to guys who are now ready to get up and preach a homily. And to witness that growth through an event like this, I think is really cool.
Yeah, and one of the guys who will be, God willing, ordained a priest here in June is Tom Hartman, who is from the Millbank and Big Stone area. And everybody in that those two communities know this guy.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see, you know, where he's come, and then he'll be ordained a priest like the Friday before we have that fishing tournament. He will say his first Mass Sunday in Millbank.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so cool. It's one of those examples, like you said, that's really cool to see how the guys grow and how they change and learn. And it's just a great place to interact with the seminarians who someday may be the guy standing up in front of your parish and leading your parish.
You know, we talk about this at CFSA time, Catholic Family Sharing Appeal time, about how sometimes we don't get it, how these things actually do benefit us, so that, you know, we always kind of want to know, well, what's in it for me? Even though we may not articulate it that way, we kind of always do want to know that. But boy, here it is in spades, huh?
Yeah, this is one of the events that we do every year that the beneficiary is definitely on display.
Yeah.
You can't help but seeing these guys and running into them and, you know, getting to know their personality. And so, yeah, the beneficiary is definitely on display, and you get to meet these guys. And one of the other great things, too, is you get Mass with Bishop under a tent out in the open. Like, how often does that happen where, you know, you get to interact with Bishop Paul Swain right in your backyard?
Yeah.
It's a pretty special experience. Plus, the prime rib is great and the fishing is good. And it's just about community. I mean, if you think about an event like this, it is about the whole community. It's about the community of a Catholic faith. It's about the community of the places we're at. And it's about a community of seeing these seminarians as guys who, you know, God willing, will be priests someday. And, you know, this is, you get to meet them before they get there.
One of the other aspects, and you touched on this briefly, is that a good number of our priests participate in this as well, and including those who probably were seminarians at one point and now have been ordained for a few years. They keep coming back.
Yeah, it surprises me every year that so many priests show up, and I think they do because they realize how important the event is, not only to raising funds, but how important it is for them as priests to be there to support these guys who are on the same journey that they were in one point in their life. Our priests come from all walks of life, and they come from all different circumstances and all different places in their life. And the seminarians are no different. And so I think the priests take it upon themselves to say, hey, I want to be there to support these guys and to be a part of their journey, because I know exactly what they're going through because I was there at one point.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. If you want an example of what we're talking about in terms of sharing the story, take a look at the Bishop's Bulletin this month. If you haven't seen your May Bishop's Bulletin, it should be in your home. But if you haven't seen it, look it up, because there are six guys going to be ordained priests, and each of them tells kind of their story, a bit of their story at least. And it illustrates, I think, Brian, what you were talking about with even the guys at the fishing tournaments getting up and telling a bit of their story. Mm-hmm. And we're such relational people.
Yep.
That just helps us understand and get a sense of who they are.
Yeah, exactly. And if you go to our website, ccfesd.org, and go to the fishing tournament page, you'll also see a story there from Bishop Swain talking about why this event is so important. And one of the things in the video, I won't spoil it for any of you who are going to go watch it, but one of the things that he says is that this is good for the seminarians to see the diocese. Most people look at the diocese and it looks very small to them, to their little corner of the world. But this fishing tournament reaches out. It's at Big Stone Lake and it's at Lake Oahe by Gettysburg in the far reaches of our diocese. And so it's just really good for the seminarians and for everyone else to see that we are one church. We are one diocese. It's not just one place. We are everywhere. And so it's a good opportunity to see that in action.
You're onto something there, I think, with the sense of a diocesan event, that so often we can be parochial. We can worry about what's going on at our parish, and rightly so.
Yep.
But to forget that we're part of something so much bigger.
Yeah, and it's great because you do lose yourself sometimes in your parish. And so this is a good way to see outside of that. But the cool thing that it brings it all back together is that there's Mass with Bishop Paul Swain.
Yeah.
And so you can be outside of your parish or be anywhere in the world, anywhere in the diocese. And when you have Mass, it brings us all back together as one family.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's one of the things that's very cool about this event too, to benefit seminary education, but that we can all profess our faith together as one community, no matter where we are.
The Eucharist unites us no matter where.
It's funny how that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely true. Okay. A little more on the details now, because you know, somebody's listening and they go, well, okay, I'm kind of intrigued at this point,
yeah.
but I don't have a boat. So what do I do?
It doesn't matter. You can show up, find a buddy, find a boat. There's times that we don't have a full boat of people because we have four on a team. So if you just go on the website, ccfesd.org, go to charity events and click on Bishop's Fishing Tournament. There you can sign up, you can fish, or if you're not a fisherman and you just want to come enjoy the day, you can come have a prime rib dinner with us. You can also attend Mass. There's a silent auction. There's raffle tickets. So there's something in this for everybody. You don't have to be a fisherman to come out and enjoy. The fishermen do, I will say, have a really, really good time. Last year, caught a lot of fish, and so it's a good time, but you don't have to be a fisherman to come out and enjoy.
So those that are fisher people, because it's not just fishermen.
Yeah.
This is fisher women, too, maybe.
You're right.
But they already probably know about it. They got to get their license. They got to get their tackle. They got to have their gear all ready to go. But again, if somebody is a newbie, they can still be accommodated.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the people, men and women, who fish in this, have all that down. You know, you need your fishing license, your tackle, you know, the boat, all that kind of stuff. But for the people who aren't, sign up. We'll find a place to put you in a boat. And, you know, you might meet some new friends that you never knew you had.
Now, I grew up doing shore fishing.
Okay.
Primarily small river shore fishing.
All right.
Is there a place for a guy like me?
Yeah, of course.
Can I fish from the shore?
You can fish from the shore if you want to. Hey, maybe you'll have a secret spot that nobody else knows about.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But the point is, again, that I'm trying to help you illustrate, which you're doing just fine. I really don't need to help you, but it really is open to everybody.
Yeah, open to everybody. Great events.
If you got a Zebco and you want to fish from the shore, go for it.
Yeah, if you got your old Ron Popeil pocket fisherman, come on down. We got a place for you. So, yeah, and it's June 5th, Big Stone Lake, and June 12th at West Whitlock State Park near Gettysburg on Lake Oahe.
And I know there's been an effort in past years to really focus on some of the young men who maybe they're thinking about seminary. Maybe there's somebody in a parish who you want to encourage to think about seminary. Maybe they haven't thought about it yet, but you have for them. This is a good moment to introduce them to something.
Yeah, and this is a great opportunity for, you know, people just to interact with the seminarians and listen to their story and get their thoughts and feelings. You know, yeah, maybe you have a son or a daughter or a niece or nephew that you think, man, maybe they should meet one of these seminarians.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great opportunity. It's hard to explain the atmosphere, but it's really laid back. You're outside in the sun in June in South Dakota. It's beautiful. And it's just it's a time to relax. It's a time to just catch up. It's a time to meet new friends, celebrate Mass, have a little fun, fish. It's just a really laid back atmosphere, and nothing about it is rushing.
No high pressure.
Yeah, no high pressure. Come and enjoy.
However, there is a little pressure because, as you mentioned, just a couple of days before, we will have ordained six guys. So now we don't have 31 anymore.
No.
And so we got to replenish the trough.
Yeah, we do have to replenish, but God has been good to our diocese. And the fact that we are ordaining, God willing, six men here in June, that says a lot about who we are as a diocese, who we are as a people of faith. And I think the fishing tournaments are one small microcosm of a larger diocesan church that we are. And especially it says a lot about our bishop, Bishop Paul Swain, and how much he understands how important these type of events are for parishioners, but also for seminarians and also for priests, that everybody can come together and be part of the same family, even if it's just for one day.
I know that this is one of a set of events that the Catholic Community Foundation works on each year, and we have a couple minutes left this morning, so we might as well just mention a couple of the other ones that I know you're already working on.
Yeah,
and probably there if there isn't information on the website, there probably will be very soon about some of the others that are coming up.
Yeah, so the next event after the Bishop's Charity Fishing Tournament will be the Bishop's Charity Golf Tournament, which will be a little different this year. It's going to be August 28th. Usually it's at the Country Club of Sioux Falls and Minnehaha Country Club, but because of some construction, we'll be just at Minnehaha Country Club with two flights, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. But that's the next event that's coming up. And then, you know, our fall wraps up with the Bishop's Charity Hunt, which is out by Kimball. And then, of course, Christmas at the Cathedral.
The granddaddy.
Yeah, which is six shows in December, which most of you who are listening know a lot about. So, yeah, it's a great time of year. It's summertime. It's going to be nice outside. So go to our website again, ccfesd.org. Click on Bishop's Fishing Tournament and sign up today.
And the reality is, and we've said this before, too, the reality is, the events are great. They're a great way to meet people. They are a lot of community building that happens through events like this. But it's really just a small part of what the Catholic Community Foundation is able to do to help people.
Yeah, it's just events are one arm of our office. We also, you know, get into estate gift planning. We raise funds for special projects. And really, it's all about you, the donor. That's what we're here for. We're here to let you direct your donation to whatever you want. Our vision is that everyone, that we believe in helping everyone share their God-given gifts. And that's not just monetary. That's your time, your talent, your treasure. It's another great example of with the fishing tournament, even if you don't fish or don't want to, you can come volunteer. If you live in one of these communities or surrounding communities, come help volunteer. Come hang out for the day and, you know, just be a small part of it. That's all part of what we try and help people understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, a lot of good information on the website. If I'm not a website person, if I just don't know how to navigate a website, how else do I find the information?
You can give us a call, 605-988-3765, and Peggy would be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. Again, that's 605-988-3765 or our website, ccfesd.org.
Brian, you're so comprehensive. I think we covered it all.
Perfect. Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks for being with us this morning on Catholic Views. Well, Gene, as we look ahead on the calendar, boy, there's a lot coming up next weekend.
May is always a very, very busy month, and it starts off next weekend. Part of the deal is for the Marian Apostolate. They're bringing in the statue to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the apparitions at the site of Fatima in Portugal, and that'll be at different parishes across the diocese throughout the next several weeks. And you can find all that information in the Bishop's Bulletin, which should be in homes across the diocese right now.
I always like it when you get a chance to pump the bulletin
exactly.
A little bit. We should also note the Holy Father will be in Fatima this coming weekend,
I
believe.
Deal.
And, of course, next Sunday also Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, make your plans.
Lots of graduations going on.
It's hard to believe school year is almost at a close, too.
Yeah, so a lot of things on the calendar, but it's still the Easter season, too.
That's true. It's always a good opportunity to focus and pray.
We want to make sure to remind ourselves about the victory that Christ has won.
Exactly.
And keep that ever present in the front of our minds, no matter what's going on around us. Well, that's our time for Catholic Views this morning. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back next Sunday.